Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
We are pleased as punch. This evening we've got Lady Six in the house for What's Cooking. So we've got, I guess, quite an iconic New Zealand musician, which is...
It's true.
Classic.
That's fair. Hey, welcome to the BFM studios. When was the last time you were up here?
I don't know. I was just asked that and I was like, I feel like it was recently. And then I came up and I was like, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Okay. I don't recognise the kitchen, but it might just be because it's really dirty.
We just found out the roster has become extinct.
Yeah, it's a dangerous time.
You might find yourself doing like a...
Dishes.
You might find yourself
cleaning some cups after this lady. Get in.
There'll be like little flies around. You'll be like swatting them. Like it's
yeah, we've also got a fruit fly problem as well. Don't bring that up.
We've obviously got fruit though, which is good.
Hey, so how's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
We've had a recent addition to the BFM playlist where you guessed on a Yokozuna track.
Oh, yeah.
What is that song called? Tell us a little bit about that collaboration and how that came around.
So Frank in Yokozuna, who is the keyboard player, fills in for Brandon, who's our keyboard player, like every now and then. And we became mates with him. And then I feel like that's the way that they asked me. And then I did it ages ago, like so long ago that when they came back around to mention it, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? What song?
That's kind of fun, right? It's like you put the work in a long time ago. It's like, oh man, the tree's given some fruit.
Yeah, maybe. Because it was weird because I sent them this really shitty garage band like demo. I still use GarageBand, that's how fucking old school I am, and like literally just hold the computer up with the little hole in the side and sing through that. But I feel like it gives like this really cool distortion effect that's like organic
EQ
that you couldn't get. And then I like take my time picking like which filter it's gonna be, like is it gonna be dance or is it gonna, you know. And I sent them that, and then they made the whole track with that, and then they had the audacity to be like, "Oh, we're gonna get someone else to also feature on," and I was like, "Don't worry about it, send it back, don't worry." And then they're like, "Oh no!" I was like, "Yeah, well, it's either all me or nothing, you guys." And so it's really weird. It's just like this real short snippet, repeated, but I like it too. Is that what you asked me? I don't even know.
Totally. So this is sort of a regular feature where we get people in to guest select some music.
Yes.
So this is kind of the MO for this situation. We're going to start off with some music that you've... That has been...
I'd like to go back to the email. Did John give you any description at all?
I think so.
What did he say? Was he like,
"Are
we at your place for dinner"? Sometimes he says that, and then sometimes it's like, "Oh, just what do you want to do?" kind of thing.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just can't. I like generally just look over at like BFM and I see like BFM be here at 5 and get picked up at 4:15, and I don't really know what I'm doing.
So this is like hip shot playlist. So this is right off, like this is like kind of just floating around what's in your consciousness.
Yeah, so this is basically this one playlist that I have. I have no idea how to use Spotify because I'm like far too old. But I just like every song that I like, I just push save into this one playlist that used to be called like Lady Shit or something like that, and now it's just called Lady Likes because I didn't realize it was public and other people could see it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I was getting like all this like eclectic, really out
check
of
out
it.
Check out Spotify, she's crazy.
I don't know. I didn't realize other people could look at it, so I was all like, "Oh, what people can look at it?" And then I started getting really like insecure and trying to refine it. So, so I just get like introduced to lots of different music from different people, and then it leads you to somewhere, which is the great thing about Spotify, right? So this is one of those songs that just one thing led to another that led to this. And I was like, "Oh, I like this song," and played and saved it and now listen to it.
Diplo, Little Yachty and Santigold all on one track.
Wow.
I know.
This is exciting stuff.
Santigold is like my goddess. I love her so much.
Diplo, Lil Yachty, Santigold, all on the track called Worry No More.
Yes.
Very nice. As selected by Lady Six, who is in studio.
Chooka chooka, yeah.
Now, Lady Six.
Yes.
There's a handful of stuff on the Lady Six calendar for summer.
We were chatting
out in the lounge, and you're going to be, is it public? Can we talk about Western Springs?
Yeah, that's totally public.
You're at Western Springs with Fat Freddy's Drop.
You weren't supposed to say.
No, that's way out there. That gig is insane, by the way. What a lineup. Troy Kingy on the same one and UMO, right?
Oh, yes, Troy's on it too.
It's crazy. It's crazy. That will be mint.
Have you played Western Springs before?
Yes, I played the last big day out that they did there. And I think...
Main stage?
There were so many stages.
There was the Golden Dawn stage.
I'm getting mixed up with Auckland City Limits, but that's exactly the problem with all that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I was on the stage that was kind of in all the duck shit right by the pond.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they didn't have that stage, cool. I don't think, for Auckland City Limits, right?
Yeah. Those swans are a real problem, by the way. They're aggressive around that part.
So aggressive, I can't walk my dog around there.
Yeah, nuts.
Like, I've even secretly... taking my dog off the lead to teach them a lesson. But he just
coming straight for us.
But he just got like traumatized. Like, they just went for it.
They travel in packs. They're not afraid.
They don't give no shit. And my dog's little. Like, yeah.
Those things are big.
Yeah.
What I loved about that that big day out is they had surf lifesavers there with an inflatable boat.
Did they have a boat? Oh, yeah.
Yes, there was an inflatable boat for pond.
What were they doing?
Well, because there's water. They have it so that if someone falls in the water or gets in, gets saved potentially because they might not be able to swim, I guess.
So
they're covering their ass. The general
there was
venue.
An inflatable dinghy at that big day out.
Oh.
Ready to go on the water.
Oh, on the day.
Yes.
All right.
They should have milked it a bit harder and given rides or something, eh? Would be good.
Can you swim in there? Is it disgusting?
It's pretty rank. There's a pretty healthy eel population, though. Have you ever gone over one of those little bridges and looked down? There's like an anaconda mate ball type thing going on.
That's like all of my fears all in one. Did you see the old school picture of it? Like when you go in from the tram, so at the beginning of the tram by Motet. It's just like a massive puddle. It's like not even a lake. It's in the middle of a really massive field as well. Like it just looks like a puddle and you're like... The way that they've landscaped it, it's turned out really, really nice, guys. I'm just saying. They did a good job. Good on your council, whoever is responsible for that.
I haven't actually been Motet for a minute. I love Motet.
Oh, R&D, man, Motet is... what about the space freaking arc,
everything.
Space Invaders arcade old school section?
Yeah, good.
What is happening there? I'm like, these kids have everything. I'm sick of them and their bullshit.
Speaking of the kids having everything, should we give everybody a track immediately?
Yeah.
What's this Mo Mox? What can you tell us about this? Astro Roar as well.
So this is the guys that did that like remix version, Lime Babe version of the spaceships and rockets. You know that song? Do you know that song?
No, but can you keep singing it?
No. that's all the words I got, dude. But anyway, I found out that it was originally by this rapper, Mo Mox, who was a rapper producer. The original, this was a remix of his version, and then I started following him on Instagram. Then he started following me, and it's just a love thing. And I'm just like, we'll play his latest release from like 3 months ago, because we're friends. He's in LA. He's my LA mate.
This is Push Button.
Push button, now I gotta start it. Cooking all year, never doubt it. I ain't asked to come to the party, but here we is, gon' get it started. Push button, yeah, we get it moving. Now we out here up on the groove. Old school, yeah, you know I'm cruising. Now we heating up just like a stove. Push, 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 yeah, and I'm coming down. And I do whatever I got to. So we are. Pull up, wait a minute, one more, I got you. Yeah, and I'm coming down. And I do whatever I got to. Anytime we are. Pull up, wait a minute, one more, I got you. Push button, yeah, I got a groove. Iced up, glowing up, changing up the mood. Yeah, you know we smooth, yeah, yeah, you know the rule. Don't get lost on the road and get caught up in the blues. Southside, H-Time down. Yeah, you know me, man, I stay around time. But I have to move on, for the go. Everywhere we go, they be watching on the low. Cruising forever, choosing never better. I know what you want, I'll meet you wherever. Push button, yeah, I get it started. Cooking all year, never doubt it. Gotta come to my party. But here we is, go and get it started. Push button, yeah, we get it moving. Now we out here up on the groove. Old school, yeah, you know I'm cruising. Now we heating up just like a stove. Push, 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 yeah, and I'm coming down. And I do whatever I got to. Anytime we are. You. Then we gotta get right. Yeah.
I get it started. Cooking all year, never doubt it. Now they gotta come to my party. But here he is, gon' get it started. Push, 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 yeah. And I'm coming down. And I do whatever I got to. Anytime we are, pull up, wait a minute, one more, I got you. Yeah, and I'm coming down. And I do whatever I got to. Anytime we are, pull up, wait a minute, one more, I got you.
Another one in the can. I believe that was Momox and Astro Roar. The track was Push Button from the album Push Button, title track.
There you go.
Instagram buddies with Lady Six.
Yeah. Male mate from Los Angeles.
Is it anybody on your list of like wishes and hopes that you'd really like to collab with, like shooting as far as you could?
You know what, honestly, I think about retiring. That's what I think about. I think about like making enough money to never do anything again, like, and it's music and everything. Mm. And just pottering around, collecting dogs and puppies. That's
how many dogs do you own?
I have currently one because I rent. And I lie about her when I get new houses. I can't lie.
Is it actually tiny enough to kind of like,
yeah. So I don't say that I have one, and then when they bust me, I go, "Oh, it's my friend's," and then I change my story and go, "Okay, no, that is mine." Sorry, I just felt like I couldn't.
Do you
lie any
do
longer.
You look if you're getting a new flat or place to live? Do you consider having wooden floors, or do you?
Yeah,
go
always.
For carpeted?
I try to go for wooden floors always because I have the dog, and I also name drop myself and.
Wait,
and
you want a wooden floor for a dog?
Well,
I try to make sure I have wooden floors. Yeah,
it's cool to watch them sort of do like burnouts when they're running.
Totally. That's the best, where they like skid and then they fall over, and I love all that, like knock themselves against the wall and pretend they're all good.
What's frowned upon more if you're trying to rent, having a cat or having a dog? A dog.
I think a dog.
Dogs are around.
Because they have
like
that
around.
Potential to like bark first of all and annoy everyone, and then like rip up the garden and carpet and
they're
all
needy.
Sorts of things. Yeah.
Now, hey, so you've just come off tour with Fat Freddy's in Europe.
Yeah.
How was it? Where'd you go? Where'd you go in Europe? How many dates?
It was like 20 dates, I'm going to say. Probably between 18 and 20. And we went just all around Scandinavia, Europe, and then finished off in the UK.
Favorite spot? It was Scandinavia. I've never been to Scandinavia, and I'm always...
Fat Freddy's is such a beast, eh? It's like a massive beast of a thing. They just cruise around ruling.
I was trying
ruling,
to think, like, who else right now is touring that is touring, like, at that capacity? Like, first of all, just doing that many shows back to back.
Yeah.
And then is touring at that, like, luxury level.
Yeah.
And I think we, like, I talked about it...
At the top of
it,
their game as well.
I talked
that,
about
that
it with
vibe,
them.
You know?
Totally.
Like, yeah,
and
like,
I was talking to, like they're a tradition in Europe.
Mm.
Like, you know, like, people come back and back and back and back again for the vibe. They go,
exactly. Yeah,
I've been coming here every year for 10 years and they're so like proud
crazy,
and stoked, you know. And I brought my dad and my son this time, you know, and they just keep.
It's fucking hype, eh?
Well, there's people that like followed us around Europe, like just flew in from like New York and went to like this one and that one and that one. But I was talking about it with the guys, like, so who else is touring like this? Because like Lord wouldn't, because I think she'd do like
really
a stadium and then like not
drop
go
a single
anymore.
And let Spotify do the
do another stadium. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't like do it like 18 shows in a row.
Maybe Catch a Fire? They're doing it pretty hard, eh?
Yeah, but Catch a Fire only in one section of the West Coast in California. And I don't think that it's like probably as many. And I don't think it's as luxury.
But
I
wouldn't
know.
And also their genre is a lot more like steeped with heaps of stuff. I feel like Fat Freddy's kind of stand alone in their whole vibe.
Yeah, and they definitely don't do Europe and UK Catch a Fire. But I was thinking maybe Unknown Mortal Orchestra is the only other one.
Actually, they're kind of the kings of their genre as well. They're like...
Well, it was weird because we were touring and they were coming right up after us, like doing the same spot. So in Copenhagen, we did this place called Vega and they did it like literally the week after us. And it was, it was really interesting seeing his show on Instagram and what it looked like and not remembering our show that we just did there.
Yeah, sweet.
Both packed out.
That actually hammers home that gig. Was it in February? When is that gig?
Basically the old Big Day Update, everyone.
January the 19th.
Yeah. John, you really need to let the big day out, go.
Yeah, not everyone remembers the big day out. They're like, the
most
big day
don't.
What?
Definitely happened.
It happened. I swear it happened.
What do we got lying around here? Actually, should we slip that UMO? We were just talking about UMO.
Let's do it.
It makes so much sense, actually. When it makes sense, you should do it.
Listen to the crunching music of the crashing moments all around her. Painted with the burning powders of exotic funerals that surround her. Kronos feasts on his children like turning mango flesh. Will the trouble cease when she pays off the police? Infection filled my head like springtime flower beds and evaporating trash. Pressure in the skull like leaking timber hole made dreams so wonderful. Kronos feasts on his children like turning mango flesh. Will the trouble cease when she pays the pigs off?
The deliciously delicate Anon Mortal Orchestra there with a Kronos feasts on his children.
The deliciously delicate title as well. It's like...
I was just saying we should probably slip straight into your next selection, which is a Half Pint, Merry Long Tongue. And then we'll come back with a little wrap up and a Lady Six number. That's fitting, isn't
cool.
it?
Cool.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
No,
why must you make me so lonesome? Hey, my
talk of the town that you have been a new boyfriend, and you would see him each and every weekend. Some of my friends would say that I'm the one to be blamed. Why others say that I should quit the game? So marry out of town, why must he make me so lonesome?
Yeah. That one was Half Pint with Mary Longtongue, as chosen by Lady Six, who's doing our What's Cooking situation at the moment. And we're back in the room.
That was that's actually a Moo selection. So while we're on tour of Fat Freddy's, they actually take like their whole studio. Moo takes his whole studio and sets it up in the kitchen. Like they have a dining room.
Of the bus or just
of the backstage.
Right.
So backstage is always like another whole house.
Right. Is that just because everyone's together, so it's the best time to kind of nut something out, I guess, for them, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think they just have huge lovers of music. This is like what the core of the group. They just love music so much, and he always loves to just like tutter around on making beats and everything. So he's like either selecting tunes to play the whole day, or he's making beats, and he played that one, dropped that one. I was like, "Oh, what's that?" Yeah. And then added it to my little Spotify playlist.
Very nice.
So there you
nice.
Go.
This
Wellington.
Has been an absolute treat, I've got to say. Lady Six, obviously BFM, and we are massive fans of you and what you do.
Thank you.
You throw down pretty
always
consistently.
Always supporting me forever.
Easy.
Since the 90s.
Now, if people are itching to see you in...
Which they totally are, like everyone's itching, yeah.
Summertime.
In Auckland City,
mm-hmm.
You got a couple of dates.
I got a couple of dates, and actually, the one I'm looking forward to the most, because it's happening soon, is the Wonder Garden.
Wonder Garden.
Mint.
New Year's Eve.
Do you know what time you're on?
Central City.
Do you know those
stats
yet?
I'm on at 9. No, I don't know. We're just gonna say
everybody wants dusk. Nine-ish. Give me the dusk.
I feel like they will give me dusk.
It's a strong.
I feel like I contracted
lineup.
Them to give me dusk.
Perfect. I want that too.
Yeah.
Such a powerful lineup.
It's such a dope
artists.
Lineup.
Yeah.
So. Dame Funk.
Mm.
Nightmares on Wax. Mm. Julian Dine. Tom Scott and his new project.
The Crew. Yeah.
Avondale Bowling
Club.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Jess B.
You're doing our job really well.
My girlfriend.
Though.
Yeah. Jess, my homegirl.
She's killing it, by the way.
I know. She makes me sick.
It's good.
Sick.
It's good.
No, I love her so much. She's she toured with me this winter. Did me the honour.
Mean.
And yeah, she's just like such good energy. It's kind of amazing that her flower is the sunflower, because she literally is that for everyone around her, you know?
How do you mean her flower is the sunflower? What is that?
Well, she's like, it's all on all of her shit.
Oh, right, of course.
On her album cover, and she's always like posing with one. It's her favourite flower,
I think.
And yeah,
attitude.
She is a sunflower. Like, that's ultimately what she is in real life, so.
Good stuff.
Perfect.
Good stuff. Oh, lady, you're rad. Let's go out on one of your songs. Oh, should we get a voice ID? We're going to get a sting
if
we can.
Would you give us a voice ID?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What do I do? You know,
basically,
I was just like, I just try to get
like
out of
I've
the way.
Done this before. Hey, it's Lady Six with these two clowns. What the hell am I up to? I'm not sure. I want to go home. Help me.
No, I feel like you should do like a BFM one that everyone can use without us useless selves in here. It's just you.
Hey, this is Lady Six, and you're listening to BFM, the best radio station ever.
Solid. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're going to go out on Diagonals.
What can
you tell us about Diagonals?
It is not straight.
We'll see you at New Year's at Wonder Garden.
Cool.
Thank you so
much. See you there.
Goodbye. Come around, 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 come around take a week to get better. Set like stone, but feels good, don't sweat it. I got a ripe one for you now, don't you go worry. It's just them headlights blind my eyes, covering my soul. So don't mind the straight lines, I know you diagonal. We'll take it step by step, sideline the arrow. Don't mind the straight lines, I know you diagonal. We'll take it step by step, sideline the arrow. Taking control. Now come back, now call me back. Feels like these stars are ready to blow. Now come back, now call me back. Feels like these days are taking control. Now come back, now call me back. Feels like these stars are ready to blow. Now come back, now call me back. Don't mind the straight lines.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.